Harley Quinn, the outrageous adult-oriented animated show centered on the Joker's unpredictable ex-sidekick, debuts its third season on HBO Max today. NPR TV critic Eric Dagan says it's one of the best and most overlooked versions of the DC Comics universe on film or TV.
Given how much some folks complain about bloated, overhyped superhero movies and TV shows, I'm always surprised more people don't pay attention to HBO Max's Harley Quinn.
I don't want to do a big evil plan, but do I want to help people? Maybe. I don't know. I haven't really let myself think about it.
That's Kaley Cuoco voicing Harley Quinn, a one-time supervillain sidekick at a crossroads. She's rejected her toxic former boyfriend, the Joker, to forge a new relationship with another supervillain, Poison Ivy. And as the third season starts, Ivy and Quinn are celebrating their relationship with a crime spree, funded by playing a particular prank on Commissioner Gordon.
This is the IRS calling, sir. You have a $90,000 lien on your house.
How in the heck? Is this about my ex-wife?
We're going to need to confirm your identity. What's your credit card number again?
Oh, lifesaver. So, any credit card?
Give me. The one with the highest limit.
Culminating with the kidnapping of a certain celebrity.
Queen Elizabeth II? How did she get in here?
She shoved me in a bag.
Happy two-week anniversary!
Oh, wow. Wow, Harles.
What, you don't like it?
People are going to be, like, looking for her. I just took my bra off.
HBO Max's Harley Quinn is an adult-oriented affair. It's filled with the kind of violence, cursing, and sexual references that also powered the live-action Suicide Squad and Birds of Prey movies that popularized the Harley Quinn character in the first place. But there's also lots of sly satire, poking at superhero tropes, like a modernized version of the 60s-era Batman series with Adam West in tights slinging a legion of bat puns. Consider this moment when Harley and Ivy are fighting a C-list Canadian terrorist named Plastique.
Step away, hosers! I almost blew up a super soldier lamp!
Oh, is that before or after you stole Carmen Sandiego's coat? God, you know, I meant that as an insult, but I do love her.
There's even shade reserved for side characters. For example, when Batman's former sidekick Nightwing shows up in the Batcave, the Caped Crusader has a question about his former ward's voice.
What's with your voice?
What are you talking about?
It's a bit overly serious.
I think it's an appropriate amount of serious.
And when bad guy Bane tries to buy some explosives to take out Harley, he discovers his bank accounts have been frozen, which requires going over his recent charges with a curiously nonplussed bank teller.
So there's like $20 at Big Belly Burger at 8 a.m.
Yeah, I like a breakfast sandwich as much as the next guy.
Another $30 at Big Belly Burger at 9 a.m.
Well, perhaps more than the next guy. There's nothing suspicious about these activities.
The wedding dress worn by Sarah Jessica Parker in the Sex and the City movie. Are you depressed?
No,
Newsflash, Bane is kind of depressed, as he reveals in a very Sex and the City-style personal monologue moments later. What makes all of this work is the story at the heart of the series, the journey of a woman moving from life as a powerful man's unappreciated enabler to someone who defines herself outside the bounds of any relationship. That's the secret sauce that makes this third season of Harley Quinn better than most TV shows and films about flying people punching up bad guys. It's a potent example of how to keep these stories relevant amid a glut of superhero stories, never losing sight of the bizarre absurdities or human drama at the core of it all. I'm Eric Deggans.